Hey, July 27th, Resurrection Life Family Worship Center is having our 33rd anniversary celebration, and you can't afford to miss it. The theme is Kingdom Authority. Delivering the Word of God will be Prophet Paula Price.
You're the New World Order. It's you. You're the coming kingdom.
Apostle Joseph Prude.
This shall be the day of healing. And I come to restore. I come to give you my encouragement. That I might answer those prayers that you thought I would not answer.
And of course, our very own Apostle Trevor Banks.
Chains are broken. Yokes are destroyed. Enemies are defeated. Now you start seeing like God wants you to see. You start entering into your purpose.
Don't miss this outpouring of God's power like never before. July 23rd through the 27th, Resurrection Life Family Worship Center, the 33rd anniversary celebration. All services will be held at the church, 405 Exoria Avenue in Fort Pierce. For more information, call 772-465-0036. Come learn how to take your kingdom authority.
I'm going to send a quickening anointing. My word's going to come alive in your spirit. And I'm going to perform what I said.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Look for affirmation. You like to like the applaud. Amen. Nothing wrong with people applaud you when you do well. Amen. And there's nothing wrong with people that pat you on the back and say, man, that was wonderful, whatever. But that can't be your source of affirmation. Amen. See, because that was Jeremiah's source of affirmation in the beginning, look what it says. God says, before I formed you, I knew you, I sanctified you, I ordained you a prophet to the nation. Then Jeremiah said, ah, Lord, I can't speak. I'm a child. Lord said, don't tell me you're a child. You're going to go to all that I shall send you to. And whatsoever I command you, you will speak it. Don't be afraid of their faces, for I am with you to deliver you, saith the Lord. So Lord, what he proceeded to, it says, then the Lord put his hand and touched my mouth. And Lord said to me, behold, I put my words in your mouth. See, I have this day set you over the nations, over the kingdoms, to root out and to pull down, to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Jeremiah, what seest thou? Then he showed him this vision of an almond tree. But you see here, this is a prime example. The Lord knew you, had ordained you, and gave you purpose before anybody defined you. Before your family named you. Amen. Before you were in the womb. So see, there's a you that existed before you. Amen. But it's the you that's here now that be trying to define you. Amen. Well, you got to tell that rascal, sit down. Amen. Let me search the scripture. See, I've been born again. And let me search the scripture to see what God says about me. Because he will, listen, when just like with Jeremiah, when you start to really have an insatiable hunger to know him, he'll begin to reveal to you individually who you are. Not just we're all saved and we're all remnant. No, he'll start to reveal to you individually. He said, Jeremiah, you're a prophet to a nation. All the ones, they weren't all prophets to nations, but he was. And he said, you're going to pull down stuff. You're going to tear down, you're going to root up, you're going to plant, you're going to cause nations. This was his specific. See, that's where we can tie that verse in. Many are called, but few are chosen. Amen. Some people really, really never discover or pursue enough to know what they're called to. Amen. They know they're called. That's all. They just hear a call. But see, he said, few are chosen. Which ones? Tell somebody right now, heaven's looking at you. And heaven's not looking at you to judge you or to condemn you or to, you know, discourage you. God watches. God watches us to see, especially when we go through trials. He looks to see what's left when you come out of trial. Are you bitter? Are you defeated? Are you discouraged? Why? He wants to put us in charge of things as stewards. Again, victory is not a moment. It's a mindset. You know, if you're an employer, if you maybe worked with people where you saw somebody that just kind of went the extra mile on the job and did things well, you know what I mean? You would do things out of the way for the job and not for brownie points. You know, just it was who they were. Those are usually people that are up for promotion, right? Versus the one that, you know, they can't wait till 5 o'clock. It's 5 to 5. I'm punching out. Hey, punch out for me. I'm going. You know, that one ain't gonna.
Amen.
Right? Well, God is looking. Who's punching out at 5 minutes to 5? Who's going to do it and ain't no applause?
Amen.
Who's going to do right and ain't nobody looking? Who's going to show they love me and do things to please me and ain't nobody ever going to know it?
Amen.
Tell somebody, heaven's looking.
Amen.
See, we don't want the mindset, you know, ain't nobody looking. I ain't studied. Somebody need to do it. You understand? That's what God watches. Because the devil wants to, you know, the world is like that. They do stuff in secret. Shortcuts. Halfway. You know, any way you can, get up, you know, get it any way you can. No, that ain't God's way ever. So we must remember. When you pray, next time, maybe tonight before you go to bed or in the morning when you rise, ask God to help you remember. Lord, help me remember who I am. In trials, in tests. Because sometimes God will, sometimes God doesn't tell you things because you're not ready for it. It'll choke you. You know, like a little baby child, you don't give them big chunks of meat. You give them milk till they can handle it. But if he were to reveal to you, like with Joseph, if he'd have revealed to Joseph what he had to go through, Joseph wouldn't wear that coat around his brothers. I'm sure he wouldn't. He'd have put that coat away. Tell the truth. If you really knew some of the things that you had gone through up until, even to this point, you'd have thought things over. But God's been faithful, hasn't he? But let me tell you something. The greatness that's on your life, I don't want to say that. See, this is another, I won't even say it's another season. It's another, this is the time of manifestation. This is not the time for battle.
Amen.
You have fought the battle.
Amen.
Listen to me. You have fought the battle. You have bore the pain. Come on, you have dealt with the ostracizing. You've dealt with the inner pain and disappointment, all that stuff. I'm telling you right now, that season, that time has ended. I call it a season, but this next level, this elevation, is not a battlefield. By now you have learned how to rest. Come on, I said you've learned how to rest. You've learned how to rest your mind from all that anxiety, all that fear, all that troubling, all that worry. You've learned, listen, a pure mind learns to allow God to do what only he can, and I'll do the best I can. And what I can't do, Lord, it's up to you. However you want to do it. When you get there, you got a pure mind. You got a pure heart. And it's not a battle anymore.
Amen.
This won't be a battle. I'm telling you, stuff gonna fall like dominoes. That's why God had to prepare you. That's why he had to prepare you. Tell somebody right now, it's not going to be a battle. Let that soak in for a minute. You just have to remember you. Let me talk about a few things here that Jesus did. This message is Christ in you. Okay, Christ is in me, so what? Am I just relegated to suffer, to go through? No, we're talking kingdom now. Amen. We're talking dominion now. We're talking about origins, what God created man originally for. Man lost it, right? And the world went into a whirlwind, into a downward spiral until Jesus came. That's why he was fought so. That's why the devil did so much. And he came at a strategic time, in the fullness of time. He didn't come at any time. He came in the fullness of time. When the Roman government was the most like a heavenly government as far as dominion. They ruled the world. Now, they were evil and dark and all that, but as far as the structure of ruling the world, colonizing, he came in the midst of that so that he could use that example. Even their armory, the makara, the sword, the different things that Paul spoke about, it so paralleled how heaven operates. So he came in the fullness of time. But the first thing I want to say is, well, let me give you three things first. That's five, three. Three things first that God is raising up this remnant for. Number one is to reveal his fullness. Think about it a moment. To reveal his fullness. He's raising up the corporate body, the church, to reveal his fullness. Number two is to subdue all the enemies on earth. Now see, if you haven't touched the real you, the you before the world started to define you, that seems like an impossible endeavor. But if you start to touch the real you, if you start to remember, you'll start to see differently. Jonah, when he remembered, the whale got sick, or whatever fish it was, got sick, came on up and threw him up. Didn't eat him, threw him up. Huh? Why? He remembered something. See, sometimes the devil has talons on you. Sometimes he's got you in a bondage. Sometimes he's got you hoodwinked until you remember. Remember. I'm not a victim of these circumstances. This is why we talk to sickness. This is why we talk to this stuff. See, you activate faith when you speak. It's necessary to speak. And don't say faith today, then doubt tomorrow. Don't spend 6 days talking unbelief and this is getting this, da, 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 and then one day trying to overcome it, saying, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, I'm healed. No, this thing has got to get in your mouth.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.